This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Boys and girls, if you're just joining us, you're finding out today is Tuesday. It is the 23rd of October. How about that? So where are we on the calendar? For those of you who are trying to keep up with things, well, we have one more Tuesday to go, so it isn't the end of the world, the end of the month yet. Lots of things going on here. DJ V Show and the job we have for you, your job is to listen and perhaps learn. Maybe you are intrigued by something. You'd like to comment, help yourself to on Twitter. It's at DJV Show or at Doug Steffen is fine. So the ladies that are normally here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, are not with us again today. But Victoria is, that name has legend here because of past and previous connections with Victoria Jones, who's here with us from the D.C. radio company. Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. So I suppose all eyes and ears are on Washington, more or less as usual, Victoria. The Trump administration considering redefining gender as an unchangeable condition determined solely by a person's biology. Why are we even talking about this? What difference does it make? Who cares? Or why? Maybe the better question, because obviously people do care. Why is there this thing in Washington with some, like everything else, it's become political? It's the good guys are this party and the bad guys are that party, and we don't seem to be able to figure out what the, I don't get what the real issue is. Okay, so they want to define the gender of a person on a biological basis that is clear, grounded in science, objective, and administratable. So this keeps people who were men who became women from going into the ladies' room. I guess that's it, right? Is there something else to it, or the other way around?
Yeah, there is a little bit more to it. Yeah, and it's very interesting, this, and it is one of those, like, why? You know, I think a lot of people are saying, why? Why are they doing this? And we wouldn't know, by the way, that they're doing it at all, apart from the fact that the New York Times obtained a memo. So this isn't something that the Trump administration has released and told us about. This has to do with cultural things, and it also does have to do with legal concepts, has to do with education, healthcare, and all fights over bathrooms, dormitories, single-sex programs, all kinds of Title IX, things like that, education programs that receive government financial assistance, things like that. Most people really don't care about this.
Well, the other, and how many people are affected? How many people actually have had some sort of gender change operation? I can only think of a couple of people that I know. I don't even know them. Well, I don't know whether I know them, but you hear stories. You know, there may be two or three. Chelsea Manning comes to mind, and what's his face? Jenner comes to mind. That's about it.
Lot of people have had changes, have had surgery for changes. But it's not just that. It is that gender is not quite as simple as the Trump administration is making it sound at birth. It isn't that you're either one or the other. It is that sex at birth is a bit more, is a bit less defined than they are saying, you know, clear science. Well, the science isn't as clear as that.
So you're not born a male or a female?
You can be born one or the other, or it can be that it is less defined than that. It can be that that your genitalia is less than that. It can be that you are most one thing and partly another thing. So it is really a little less clearly defined than this. Now, there are two proposed rules currently under review at the White House. There's an education rule dealing with complaints of sex discrimination at schools and colleges that receive federal financial assistance. There's also another rule from Health and Human Services about health programs and activities that get federal funds or subsidies. They're both expected to come out this fall. So there's money involved here, as well as cultural things, and the cultural things would be popular with the Trump base. So, you know, there's cultural stuff crazy for the Trump base. Most people in this country are just not interested in this. So no. There is the big question that you raised at the beginning. Why do it? Most people just don't care.
I'm actually dumbfounded that this thing has the kind of whatever legs it has, whatever interest. You said you know quite a few or know of quite a few. That's not my circle. I don't know. I mean, there may be people, but to have all this hoopla about it one way or another, and I can understand, I guess, both sides of the issue, and maybe because I'm notoriously in the middle a lot on things, I don't really care about the politics. I care about the practicality of this. And what it really boils down to, if it wasn't that the government has stuck its nose into so many different things, controlling them with money, your money and my money, then it wouldn't be an issue. It'd be up to the states, or it'd be up to whatever the local, the issue, if it's brought on a referendum or something on local ballots, maybe that's the way it gets settled. There's just too damn much money. There are too many people sticking their nose into things that don't require this. Supposedly, I just looked at one of the numbers here to apply at Victoria. 1.4 million people who say they recognize themselves as a gender other than what they were assigned at birth. I don't know where that number, I'd like to know where that number comes from. I don't know how it ever is proven. I think this is an ambiguous, innocuous thing.
Well, it's a lot of people. I know that there are hundreds of thousands of people who have opted for surgery. What's a bit creepy about this is any dispute about your sex would have to be clarified using genetic testing. So you couldn't say any longer that how I choose to be identified. You wouldn't have that freedom anymore as an American to say, this is what I choose to do. You'd have to have a creepy genetic test performed by the government. It's just a little bit creepy.
Too much government. It's just too much government. It is creepy, frankly. And it's tiresome because it involves so much of the same kind of haranguing, and I'm smarter than you and you're wrong and I'm right, and how dare these people put somebody in the bathroom with my child? How's your child even going to know? That kind of stuff. I don't even get that. The relationship, it's almost, I'm chuckling because I know it's serious business to the people who are affected. But how is it that we've made this such? So is there some solution to it? I guess that's the question. Rather than drawing another line in the sand, the administration says this, somebody else says that, and we're not going to budge. We're not being flexible. We're not going to change our mind. That's it. This is, I'm right, you're wrong. End of story.
Well, it seems to be like so many things that we have decided to make something political that wasn't really, that might be scientific. Yeah. So rather than sitting down and saying, okay, we're proposing to do this, can we have a conversation with you? The memo was obtained by the New York Times. It wasn't put out there by the Trump administration. It had to be obtained by the New York Times, because obviously it doesn't sound like the Trump administration really wanted this to be known about yet. So, but there's never any conversation, it doesn't seem to me, between people, or there doesn't seem to be much conversation between people of opposing views anymore in a friendly way. We seem to have gone to the politics of rage.
That's a very good phrase. Let's remember that. Politics of rage. Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen at 16 past the hour on the DJV program. A lot of people are choosing Get the Tea, going to GetTheTea.com to look around. They start with Life Change Tea. That's what I started with. And now I'm finding that there are some other quality products there that don't contain any fillers. They are not GMO. They're all organic because they want you to maintain and maximize your best health. For years, there have been a lot of people trying to figure out how to, if you will, neutralize the way that we get all of this stuff, the intruders, into our body. So if you have intruders, and you know you do because you're constipated, got irritable bowel syndrome. I know people, oh, that's a gross thing to talk about. Well, it's something that's bothering. You know, we were just talking about numbers a few minutes ago. Millions of people are bothered by this because of the food that we're eating. So if you want to maintain great digestion, Life Change Tea is the way to do it. And the way to get Life Change Tea is to go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and you will get it shipped to you without any cost whatsoever. So Life Change Tea, to underscore once again, to summarize, it's an herbal formula. It gently cleanses your body. I have a cup every single day as I'm on the air, and I know that I try to be careful, but I'm not always, and I like it when the benefits are right front and center, that the gas goes away. You know, people say, oh, that's too much information. Well, come on. You have it. No matter you're a man or a woman, you got it. So process it. Get rid of it so it doesn't take your body by storm. Let's get rid of the storm. Go to GetTheTea.com, order Life Change Tea, and cleanse your body. Drink it every day. You can't get it in the stores. Go to GetTheTea.com, order Life Change Tea, use the discount code DJV. Shipping will be free.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. We are welcoming a full moon today. It's a magical day. The full moon tonight and into tomorrow. Enjoy it if you can see it. Little rain here in the northeast. 21 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I don't like this.
Baby, you know, I swear.
And I'm a big McCartney fan. Mr. McCartney announcing elaborate reissues of his first two albums with Wings, 1971's Wildlife and 73's Red Rose Speedway, their debut. Let's see, Wildlife is going to be released as a four-disc set, three CDs and one DVD, featuring a bevy of bonus tracks, rare footage, plus a 128-page book and a 48-page scrapbook. You know what? I got to hand it to this guy. He's worth $1 billion, and he still wants to work. If you saw the interview that he did on 60 Minutes, how easy, I guess that's the word for it, Victoria. Victoria Jones is here with me on the DJV program. I think he's just an easy guy. I ever tell you that the time I rode with him on the Concorde back from London to New York? Did I ever tell you that story?
No. Was that a bit of a humble brag there?
It wasn't a brag. It was just a...
It was a humble brag. If
you think that's a humble brag,
heard it, man.
All right. Never mind. Scratch it from the recording, Carol, would you please? This new edition of Red Rose Speedway spans six different discs, three CDs, two DVDs, and one Blu-ray, featuring a reconstruction of the originally conceived double album version, plus McCartney's previously unreleased, partly animated quasi-concert film, The Bruce McMouse Show.
Yeah. Let's talk about Liverpool, shall we? Let's continue talking about Liverpool.
All right. So, he did most of this stuff in Liverpool, right? In the Abbey Road? Did most of the stuff
Abbey Road's
done
in London, but let's talk about Liverpool. I saw the Wombats on Friday night, and they're from Liverpool.
Yes.
Well, and? Because they've got the Liverpool sound, like McCartney.
Mm-hmm. And what is that sound? How would you describe, as a Brit, how would you describe the Liverpool sound?
The Liverpool sound has a particular beat. It has a rawness. It has a youthfulness to it.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're a great band. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the coming out with a book photo book, all this stuff that they've done, shows that McCartney, really, the reason I made the comment that I did is because he's still working. He's still at it. He's 76, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and still wants to be in it. And I thought, making a reference again to the interview on 60 Minutes, very humble, down to earth, and still worries about whether he's any good or not. I thought that. I don't know if you saw that.
I like that.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I wonder if I'm any good, if I ever was any good. So anyway, all this stuff is going to be out on December the 7th. You can find full track lists and you can pre-order at McCartney's official site, which I'm guessing is paulmccartney.com. How's that for a guess? I don't know that, but I'm going to give it the old guess-a-rooney.
You would be correct. paulmccartney.com.
All right. Paul McCartney releasing the new album, Egypt Station, remember earlier this year? And there's a 50th anniversary deluxe edition of the Beatles' White Album that we talked about a week or so ago. It's coming out next month. So, all of that stuff. Here's your Christmas present material, Victoria, if you need the idea. All right, also in the new department, the OJs, one of those fabulous, this is the sound of Philadelphia, not Motown. I think they are really fabulous. So they have announced a new album called The Last Word. They say it'll be their final album. It's coming out next February. The group has shared their first single, Above the Law. Let's listen to it for a second. It's politically charged. The video apparently has many current and recent events connected to it, tied to it. Footage of the Black Lives Matter movement, swearing in of Brett Kavanaugh, Colin Kaepernick, that sort of thing. The OJ's lineup is Eddie Levert Sr., Walter Williams Sr., Eric Nolan Grant. Last studio record was 2010's Christmas with the OJ's. You ought to know Betty Wright, an old soul legend. She's the one who's responsible for writing this tune. That's it. The OJ's, their final album, the Above the Law cut, is available now. 28 after the hour.
Finding your redemption. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of my favorite lines from any song comes from Bob Marley's classic hit Redemption Song. In it, he says, "Free yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds." What a powerful truth. The world can bog us down with negativity, tragedy, and suffering. We can get trapped into being a puppet to what others say and do, and we can, if we allow ourselves to, become consumed by the mistakes we have made and the pain we've caused. Still, beyond all that, ultimately, our redemption lies with us. More specifically, your redemption lies with you. Free yourself from mental slavery. Stop allowing others, the outside world, and even your own tendency toward shame to dictate your emotional state. Instead, find your redemption. Break free from it all. For a guide along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey currently addressing parliament there, where he's detailing what the Turkish government knows about the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul on the 2nd of October. Turkish authorities have said they have audio of the murder. Saudi Arabia claims he died in an interrogation gone wrong. Many lawmakers, including Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, are urging President Trump Trump to provide Saudi Arabia with consequences for that.
He has said he doesn't want to cut off the defense contracts because that employs a lot of people, but there are lots of other tough things that can be done.
President Trump's approval ratings higher than former President Obama's was at this time in his presidency. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll finds Trump at 47% among voters. Obama was at 45%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot at gmail.com.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
To reality, yep, that's us on the DJV program. We have an interesting lineup for you today. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan are both off. We are joined by Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company and Rich McFadden from the other DC Radio Company. He's got two radio companies. Can you imagine? There are two, and Kara Schillen is right smack dab in the middle of all this conversation, which focuses now on Teen Vogue. Richie, how old is your daughter now? 12, 13?
11.
How old is she? She's 11. Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe, have you ever seen a copy of Teen Vogue in your house?
No.
Never. Have you ever seen a copy of Teen Vogue?
No.
Okay. Victoria, have you ever seen a copy
of... 11-year-olds do not know what magazines are.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
No.
Well, this is... it's sort of called a magazine, but it's not really. It's online. Sorry. I forget about the realities of nobody getting ink stains on their hands anymore. That's really a trip. You've missed out on a very important part of life.
I know.
You don't have ink stains.
They exist. The magazine, but nobody.
What do you know, Kara, about Teen Vogue?
I don't know. It's just it's like Vogue, but with younger stuff. It talks about makeup and fashion and has, you know, the latest celebrities from CW and stuff on the cover.
Really? Okay. Victoria Jones, you know anything about Teen Vogue?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, because I know Vogue.
Reading?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
I know fashion magazines, yeah.
Teen Vogue bills itself on Twitter as the young person's guide to conquering and saving the world. And they have declared that the only way, the only solution to poverty is to end capitalism. There's an article...
It's outside their mandate, isn't it?
...called Everything You Need to Know About Capitalism... This is what is written in Teen Vogue.
Another reason why my daughter's not reading it.
Come on, Richie. She's got to have an open mind.
What about dresses?
Can't end poverty without ending capitalism. Quote, everything you need to know about capitalism, what it is, how it works, and who is for and against it. Let's see. This is another quote from the article. Quote, what capitalism is and how it affects people. What it is, how it works, and who is for and against it. And... let's see, portrays, there's a lot of capitalism. Portrays capitalism as wealthy, greedy, responsible for the existence of poverty. Yes,
I think having it in a magazine for young women or for young people in general is a good thing to explain what it is so people can understand what, you know, reality they're living in. But I don't know if I agree with the headline.
With that perspective, it's not a good thing. All it is propaganda trying to infiltrate young minds.
But who's getting into their heads at this age, Richie? Who's getting into their heads?
Look, Doug, you know that since the 60s, education has been tilted one way or the other. Mostly one way to try and influence younger minds, and
in the 70s, I was still teaching one in the 70s.
Right, so. And you were after the pariah in your school, I bet.
I wasn't that popular with some of the other teachers, but then
as the fiscal conservative, social, whatever you are, I'm sure that you were the odd man out walking down the halls
in a Massachusetts
school.
Middle school with 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders.
Exactly,
I was great. The girls loved me. The young guys didn't care too much for me. It had nothing to do with capitalism. It had nothing to do with socialism. But, yeah, the teachers, they were very focused on the union, and I wasn't, so they elected me to be the union rep.
As punishment.
Yes, right. It was punishment. Absolutely was punishment from my point of view. Yes.
Right. So here's what I would tell my 11-year-old daughter that capitalism is. Capitalism is the ability for anybody to do well if you work hard enough.
And you can give them plenty of examples. People that live on your street, people that live in your town, people that live that are in your family. There isn't. America is run by small businesses. America wouldn't have what it has as capitalist. Now, sure, there are problems that go along with it because the human condition sort of allows or encourages greed.
I think you just made a great point. America is run on small business. It's not run on all of these mega. It's not run by Apple.
No.
It's not. I mean, they are huge contributors.
They'd like to think that they were.
Right. But it's not run by Amazon. Those 4 or 5 or 10 huge corporations. It is run by small business. That is the backbone and the blood.
Remember the other day, Victoria, we were talking the other day when you were not among us. You may have seen or heard this this focus on where the taxes come from. We got to October 15th, and that was the end of, I think that was the day, reason we were talking about it, because it's the last chance to file your return. Money has to be in April 15th, but the numbers were in for how much money had come in. And once again, I think pretty consistently in the years that I've noted who's paying what, top 3% of the taxpayers paid 50% of the taxes. Now, there are people who say, oh, we still haven't got enough. It isn't about whether it's enough or it isn't enough. It's about perspective. And to listen to some, the woolly bully bad guys, who's going to, by the way, I would ask these youngsters, who's going to run these businesses? There's the well, there are those of us who have dealt with socialistic ideas and socialism, communism, and the feudal era. Also, where are people better off? You want to go? I would say that these people who have come up with this need to go study feudalism and understand what
feudalism isn't. Communism is a different thing.
No, but it's
communism
the same
isn't
sort of
socialism.
Thing.
So let's be clear what we're talking about. There isn't communism anywhere in the world. I'm very interested to know what this article says, because it sounds like it's rubbish. And also
the article or the theory?
Whether it's an article or whether it's an op-ed, or whether it's actually an editorial, which would be very disturbing. I'd like to know that.
I'm looking at the cover. There's, as Kara was suggesting, the best makeup for dark skin is one of the articles that's in it. No, there's nothing wrong with that. Let's see here. Varsity PJs florals on your pajamas. Amanda Stenberg, I think, may be responsible for...
It's Kim Kelly.
Yeah.
And it...
Do we know who these people are?
It's just in the news and politics section.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so anyway, it's an idea worth discussing. I'm not sure I agree that pure communism doesn't exist anywhere, because they've certainly found out it doesn't work. But the people in charge like the communistic ideas in Cuba and China and maybe in Russia, because that's how they keep their control on things. They only let you move so far. Communism and capitalism, an interesting combination, mostly in China, don't you think?
I don't know that I even say it was communism. I'd say what it is it's state control. It's not communism. It's state control. Well, and I'd say that it wasn't even capitalism in the sense that we understand it, because it's allowing some profit, but at the same time, it's rigorous state control, and it is also control of freedom. And so it's not really capitalism.
In other words, kind of what's going on in America these days, with the government involved in everything, down to what toilet you get to use, depending on your gender, that kind of stuff. Isn't that something that could be figured out?
It's actually a very fascinating question, Victoria. I never thought about it. You just assume Cuba's communist, China's communist, Russia's communist, Venezuela's communist, but North Korea's communist. But are they really? Are they just some kind of very
totalitarian,
right? Yeah.
Oligarchical,
totalitarian,
right?
Yeah, right. All right,
yeah.
So scratch communists, and then to totalitarian. Anyway, I thought that this would be interesting, and it certainly sparked a little bit of thought among all of us and all of you.
Show your kids that thing was, you know, your neighbor has a cow. You know that old...
Yeah.
The government takes a cow and gives it to a friend or whatever it is. That's the one I'd show my kids.
Yeah. Today is National Boston Cream Pie Day.
Oh, yeah.
If you've never had a Boston cream pie, it's yellow butter cake filled with custard, topped with chocolate. So why is it called a pie when it actually is a cake? It's from Boston. Boston cream pie was first invented. Cakes and pies were baked with the same kind of pans, and even the words were used interchangeably. As a result, the Boston cream pie keeps its old-fashioned name in addition to its flavor. First invented in 1856 by an Armenian-French chef named Saint-Jean. At the time, chocolate frosting was a fairly new idea, so the dessert took the world by storm. And to this date, it remains a popular menu selection. And, by the way, for those of you who are with me here in the Bay State, it is the official dessert of Massachusetts. Okay, Richie, your favorite dessert is?
Cheesecake.
Victoria, your favorite dessert is?
Oh, it's really tough. I mean, it's
so many
carrot
choices.
Cake. It's brulee. It's It's rice pudding. It's my birthday cake, which is right now in the fridge.
Happy birthday. That's right. Your birthday was the other day, wasn't it? Yeah. Kara, what about you? What's your favorite dessert?
I think I just like a classic yellow cake with some buttercream frosting. Boring, really? But it's very delicious.
Lemon cake with orange frosting is mine with a big scoop of
that's
vanilla.
That's what I've pretty much got in the fridge.
Good for you. Save me a piece. I want a piece of that cake.
My second favorite dessert is beer.
We could just go around in a circle all day. I could talk about this for the next 2 hours.
Let's not do that, though. Anybody got any television news? I don't watch any TV. I actually watched an old submarine movie with, it was the first thing that the kid who's on Blue Bloods, what's his name? He's a really good kid. He's the youngest boy in the family. I don't remember what his name is, an actor. Anyway, he was a baby face. It's the story of in World War II, of the capturing of a German submarine by an American crew. That's what I watched last night. No, there's no, Monday night's a horrible night for TV unless you want those stupid comedies that are on CBS.
Yeah, I didn't watch anything last night.
What are you talking about?
The World Series does start tonight if anyone's interested.
Oh, right.
And then the second episode Boston. Of the Connors.
All right, so let's put a little book on this. Richie, Boston's favored by a hair over Los Angeles.
Dodgers.
Jennifer's not here. Dodgers. You got the Dodgers? Really?
Yeah.
You told me
because
yesterday
you don't like
that
the Red
you weren't going to cheer for the Dodgers.
No, I'm not going to cheer for the Dodgers, but I think they'll win it.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, that's blasphemy. Victoria, what about you? You don't care much because this isn't a real sport for you.
It's not a real sport, but I'm an American citizen, so I will take a position here.
Really?
And as I have lived in Boston, I'm going with Boston.
Yeah, okay.
However, I understand this about as well as I understand, jousting.
Yes.
Actually, I understand jousting better.
Jousting probably more.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Get out the long sticks, and we'll talk to you in the morning. All right. So that's the story on what else have we got? That's the sports report. Other than, Richie, maybe you can add a little to this. I don't know. The Carolina Panthers were talking yesterday about this guy, Ray Caruth.
Oh, yeah. Ray got out of jail.
Got out of jail.
Yeah.
Been in 17 years.
Murder.
Killing his son's mother.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah.
While she was pregnant.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he hired someone to have her killed. She died. They delivered the baby, but now he has brain damage. I don't know how old. Well, I guess he must be, 18?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Man, I tell you. People. Cretans. So, anyways, he go back to playing. He's too old to play football.
No,
right?
No, nobody would.
Would anybody hire him to be in the booth?
No. Nobody will touch him with a 30-foot pole.
So, what does this guy do for a living? How does he exist?
I have no idea whether he's got. I would doubt that he's got any money left. So, working at a gas station, something.
Yeah. Maybe he can get into TV like the guy who was.
Nobody wants him.
No. Wow. All right, if that's the final word. By the way, are there any good TV shows on? What's tonight? Tuesday night, Bulls on CBS. That new FBI show from Dick Wolf is on. That I know. What else? Anybody got any other contributions?
The World Series.
Yeah, the World Series. The only other one I know is the Connors. The second episode of that is on tonight. So I'd be interested to see what the reaction. People generally seem to like the first episode. So,
Victoria, did you watch the first one? You would be somebody that probably would like. I don't know why I'm saying that. It's a good story, actually. Did you watch?
I have basically cut the cord from network TV.
Really? So you can't watch this on Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Well, I have.
Yes,
I have.
You can.
I have network TV, but it's like.
You don't watch it.
I'm almost done.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be comfortable without it because I see a lot of shows on NBC and CBS. Now, but the only thing on ABC that I like is Shark Tank. Other than that, I don't see anything over there. But I do like some of the dramas on CBS and some of them on ABC. So there. All right. It's 10 before the hour if you're keeping track of time on the DJV program.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Three after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria, but not Victoria Keelan, Victoria Jones. Rich McFadden is here as well. Tech Talk time. Here's the first of several considerably important technology stories. If you're in London and you want to grab a taxi in the next 3 or 4 years, you're liable to have a self-driving taxi, a fleet of taxis that will be self-driving, rolling onto the streets of the UK in the next 3 years or so, after one of London's biggest private hire taxi companies struck a deal with a maker of these autonomous vehicles, at least the software that would run them. Addison Lee Group, which has about 5,000 cars in active service in London, signed a partnership with software maker Oxbotica. What a great name, isn't it? Oxbotica. Oxbotica, recently chosen to guide the European Space Agency's Mars rover. So we'll be sending the cars to Mars. Hey! Effort is one of several self-driving initiatives in the UK. All right, Miss UK, how does this go over in the... I don't imagine they're going to like it much more than we are here. I don't know. I can't even begin to imagine.
Here's the deal here. So there's a big difference between guiding the Mars rover,
yes,
on a planet where there are no cars,
mm-hmm,
and guiding taxis in the British capital, which has some of the most congested streets
yeah,
in the world.
Awful.
Hey, what do you think the over-under is on the first year of how many people get killed?
Exactly.
Over or under 20.
Yeah. And how many of these taxis get trashed by irate Londoners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're so proper.
Right, so I don't think that's a good idea.
Hey, did you hear Dyson is getting into the car manufacturing business?
Vacuum cleaner Dyson.
Vacuum cleaner Dyson is going to start. Yeah. Their first car will be manufactured in 3 years, they say.
And it will sound like this. As it goes down the road.
Yeah, it'll suck.
The kind of cool thing about Oxbotica, though, I will say, they're not making the actual cars. They just make software that runs in the car. So it's kind of like Uber. Right. All of these companies are getting huge and making tons of money, and they're just making software, not even making hardware.
All right, give it to people to buy their own cars. That's what they should do. Dell releasing their biggest desktop monitor ever. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out. Desktop monitors went from being really big and heavy to a lot smaller, now seem to be getting bigger again, and Dell has announced maybe the biggest yet, a new 49-inch ultra-wide monitor. Now, this is basically a pair of 27-inch screens in one using a single stand, and in fact, the monitor is designed to allow two different users to work side-by-side, yes, connecting two different computers to the same monitor. But I suspect this will end up being mostly used as a replacement for those single users, like financial bankers or creatives, who have historically set up their workstation with a pair or three monitors. The Dell UltraSharp 49-inch curved monitor is priced at, yes, $1,700 and on sale now.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
All right, you're going to love this one. Apple releasing a new version of its bagel emoji in the latest update
emoji.
To its... What did I say? Emoji? Well, you know me, Richie. I'm a little more formal than the average person, so... Emoji. You say emoji, I say emoji.
Right. I say it right, you say it wrong.
Of course. So the latest update to the smartphone world, software that contains a bagel emoji. Public outrage on Twitter over the controversial design. Apple announcing in a press conference that the company would be adding over 70 new emoji, upcoming update to its mobile operating system. Wide variety of emoji were shown in the release. The preview of the bagel emoji outraged bagel lovers everywhere.
Didn't have any cream cheese on it. It was
no
just a plain
cream
bagel.
Cheese.
Nobody likes a plain bagel.
Oh, my God. No, I don't like cheese. I wouldn't have cream cheese. I like a little butter on my blueberry bagel.
Get out of here.
Only if it is no non-GMO and no gluten in it. That's what I want. All right. Cream cheesemaker Philadelphia was the one that caused the stir. Gee, I wonder how that happened. All right, boys and girls, 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.